Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Valentine in the morning.
104.3.
My FM.
For you, I guess you moved on really easily.
My FM has got the money just for you again. Got him. Get really good at that.
And clues today as well.
Oh, the clues. The bane of my existence. John Peake and his clues. That's our boss. And he goes, guys, you got to give away some clues here. I've got a budget on this thing, and it's like over the budget already. All this money, it's gone over the budget. Over the budget.
So I guess Dave Stiles gave a clue yesterday while he was liking inappropriate pictures of Britney at the same time. And that clue is on our website right now?
It is.
Okay.
1043myfm.com/noise.
So we'll do another clue coming up at 7:25.
Yes.
Man, I don't know. I mean, someone's going to get it based on these clues probably.
I had quite a few messages from people on Instagram yesterday asking me a certain question about the clue yesterday.
Right.
And I was like, I can't answer this. I just left them all there. I'm so sorry if I didn't respond, but I feel like that's cheating.
Right. No, that is cheating.
Yeah.
If you answer something on Instagram and somebody screenshots it and you go to jail.
Right.
You know, but they make a movie about it and everything, and we all go to the premiere afterwards. It'll be fine. Don't worry about it. So 725, $36,700 coming your way. It is 104.3 MyFM. But right now, it is a battle of the sexes. Represent the men. His name's Nico. He lives in Orange. He's a lawyer. Enjoys traveling. Nico, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Nico.
Representing the ladies, her name is Carol. She's from Temecula. She's a school principal and enjoys gardening. Let's hear it for Carol.
Carol, what's going on? How are you, Carol?
I'm great, thank you.
So what school are you a principal at, if you don't mind me asking?
It's Rimmon Elementary out in Hemet.
Fantastic. And you guys doing well over there?
We are. Doing the best that we can.
I'm glad to hear it. And Nico, what type of law do you practice?
We do a lot of trusts, wills, taxes, things like that.
Fantastic. And how's that going nowadays?
It's good. It's been busy, which is good.
A lot of rich people hiding their money?
Pretty much.
There you go. All right, let's move on. Here it is. Carol, I'm going to ask you a stereotypical male question. Nico, Jill's going to ask you stereotypical female questions. Best out of three wins, still tied. The end of regulation. We go to a not-so-tough tiebreaker question. Let us start with the ladies. Dookie and American Idiot are albums released by what rock band?
Green Day?
Green Day's correct. That is right. Dookie.
Oh, yes.
You got it right.
Nico, finish the name of this 1991 movie. Fried green...
Tomatoes?
Yes, tomatoes is correct.
All right, current score, 1-1. Who is Homer Simpson's boss, Carol?
Oh, what is his name? I'm not a big Simpsons fan. I don't know.
Mr. Burns.
Nico, Honey, Fantasy, and Hero are all songs by what artist?
Doja Cat.
Oh, no, not Doja Cat. That's Mariah Carey.
All right, current score, 1-1. Here's your question, Carol. Sean Corey Carter is one of the most famous rappers of all time. He's better known by what name?
Eminem.
No, Jay-Z.
Oh, darn it.
And Nico, Ben Affleck falls in love with what actress in the movie Pearl Harbor?
Oh, Liv Tyler?
Oh, no, that's Armageddon! In Pearl Harbor, it's Kate Beckinsale.
Okay, that means we get to a not-so-tough tiebreaker question. Holler at your name if you know the answer. Your name will be your buzzer. Wait until Brian finishes asking the question before you buzz in.
Tell us the worst concert you ever attended.
Carol.
Nico.
Carol.
Andy Gibb.
Andy Gibb, wow, that goes way back.
That totally ages me, but...
That's okay. That's okay. Sorry, that was a bad show. Nico, now I'm curious, what was the worst show you ever attended?
Linkin Park.
Oh. Okay. Two pretty popular concerts for people out there. You guys really slammed them.
Ladies win!
Yay!
Carol. Congratulations, you're getting a Battle of the Sexes Championship certificate. Download it as a PDF, print it, and hang it on your wall with pride.
Yay, thank you so much.
And you won't be disappointed at this show. You won a pair of tickets before you can even buy them to see. It was lightning before the thunder. Imagine Dragons at Staples Center, March 12th. Tickets go on sale today.
That's the day
today.
Before my birthday.
Oh, good. Oh, what a fun way to celebrate. Tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com.
Thank you so much.
Nico, as you exit the stage, my friend, this moment is entirely yours. You take it away.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate the option for the opportunity to play. Shout out to my wife, Hina, and son, Trent, once again. And I hope everyone else listening has a great day, too.
You got it, buddy. Shout out to your family as well. Have a wonderful weekend, okay?
Thank you. Same to you guys.
All right, take care. But it got better at the end with the thank you, same to you guys.
That's always what happens.
People doing shout outs or something and their phone gets really bad and they go, all right, take care. And then their thank you or goodbye is perfectly clear. Like they're in the room with you. $36,700 coming your way at 7:25 this morning. If this has been your first week of school, reach out. We can tell you a big hello on the radio too at 31043. That's our text line, 31043. Tony Jordan has the morning traffic. Tony, what's going on?
Valentine in the morning.
Wake up!
104.3 MyFM. Southern California Toyota dealers. We make it easy. Three things you need to know right now.
7:19, it's Valentine in the morning. We're just a few minutes away from $36,700. Guys, somebody's going to win this money. Why not you? You could use it. I'm sure you could, right? Take a chance. You're listening to your favorite radio show. Hopefully. We're going to play you a noise. If you tell us what that noise is, you win the jackpot. And the jackpot only goes up with wrong guesses. Yesterday was a big day. LAUSD school board approved a requirement for students ages 12 and over to be vaccinated against COVID-19 to attend in-person classes. So all eligible students will be required to receive their first vaccine dose by no later than November 21st and to be fully vaccinated by December 19th. Students who participate in extracurricular activities like sports face an earlier deadline of October 3rd for a first dose, second dose no later than October 31st. I'm sure that administrators, teachers, and stuff will be reaching out to people who have kids in LAUSD. My son asked me what that meant for us up in the Santa Clarita area. I go, well, Hart and Saugus, all their own individual unified school districts, I believe. So sometimes other school districts do follow suit of what they see LAUSD do. We'll have to wait and see. Then I reminded him, majority vaccinated. Oh, yeah, forgot about that. This has been the hottest summer ever recorded in California. That's according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association. This past week, temperature records are broken in Palmdale and Lancaster. Meanwhile, Northern California is currently contending with two massive wildfires, the Caldor Fire and the Dixie Fire, which is now the second largest in state history. Now, tomorrow night, here's some good news. USC taking on their Pac-12 rival Stanford at the Coliseum. Trojans are ranked number 14 in the country. Tomorrow night's game starts at 7:30. It's going to air at Fox. UCLA does not play this weekend, but the Bruins are 2-0 and number 16 in the national rankings and look really, really good. The cool part here, football's back.
Yes.
About time. We're happy for that. And a chance at $36,700 with What's That Noise coming up next. Then we'll get into happy news.
Made a wrong turn once or twice. Dug my way out, blood and fire.
Good morning. It's Valentine in the morning.
Happy Friday, everyone. Because I'm happy and alone. If you feel like a moment out of roof, call now with your happy news. It's 866-544-MYFM.
All right. I told him I want him to re-record that because he was probably, I don't know, 7 or something when he did that, maybe 6 or 7. That was 13. So I think I might have him try and re-record it this weekend as a giggle and see what that sounds
oh,
like.
Oh, it's
going
to sound so different now. His voice
866-544 my FM. Oh my God. What is that? Jill, I'm going to pour some coffee as you tell your happy news.
Okay. My happy news is we have a listener named Emily, and she and I have messaged back and forth for years now. And she's listened to the show for quite some time, and she's always very encouraging and just so, so sweet. She messaged me a few days ago asking if I could write out a couple hearts for her. She's getting a tattoo on her wrist.
She's going to use your artwork?
And she's using my hearts because we've done a lot of we've talked a lot about choosing happiness and choosing positivity each day. You know, it can be up to you to kind of change the course of your life and your day. And so she said that she wants to have that constant reminder of choosing positivity in life. Wow. And so she had me write these hearts for her, and I sent them to her, and she's getting the tattoo next week, and I just think this is so cool. I'm so happy for her, and it's just...
Can I see the heart? Can you show me?
Well, I sent her a ton of different options.
Okay, can I see some of the options just to see how they look? You do some pretty artistic stuff. You have a skill for sure.
But these hearts are very just like super small, just super like I wanted to make them kind of just like normal, like how I would make a heart, like when I sign my name, like Love Jill or whatever. Of course you don't think they're good. What is
no,
that?
No, they're just...
What is that face?
They look great.
They look great. They look really, really good. They really, really do.
Nope. Don't say a thing.
Dude.
They
look great. What were you going to say?
Like my son drew them. I'm so sorry. I was thinking that it would be... I'm so sorry.
Jill, we were just... You know what it was, honestly? Don't make that face. Okay, don't make the face.
What?
The face has been made. We're done. The thing is, Oh, now she's licking her lips. She's really mad. It seemed to me like it might be more of a thing. I guess I had a vision in my head that just didn't match up in reality. And that's not your fault. That's my fault.
Okay.
So that's not you. You did something great for somebody that listens to our show. She's appreciative. You're appreciative. I just had a different image in my mind. But that's not... My expectation is not your reality. So don't worry about that.
Okay.
I mean, it looks like I could have done that. Or Brian's kid.
Okay.
But this is, you know, it's from your heart to this woman. It's going to be on her body forever. It's a beautiful thing. Don't listen to us.
Don't listen to us at all. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Oh, God.
Can we put that on Instagram so people can see it?
Based off of your reactions, no.
Okay. All right. So we're going to move on from that. We got some money coming up, and we'll continue with happiness here.
You guys.
What? You can't get mad at us for that.
What?
How are you mad at us for that, honestly?
The reaction.
And I said it's great. If it's wonderful for her and wonderful for you, that's brilliant. That's lovely. It's just we expected something more, but that's not your fault. That's our fault. Our expectations don't have to be your reality.
Okay. What's your happy news, Val?
I am moving to Nashville.
104.3 My FM. Valentine in the mornings. What's that noise?
We have $36,700 right now. 866-544-MYFM. 866-544-6936. $36,700 with What's That Noise?
We gave a clue last night. Dave Styles did. It's on our website, 1043myfm.com/noise. Maybe that can help you. And hopefully somebody will win this money today. Here's your noise. What's That Noise? Call us right now. 866-544-MYFM. 866-544-6936.
More music. More variety. Valentine in the morning.
4-3, My FM.
All right, Tony, thank you very much. Appreciate that. It is 7:35. The weather today, sunny, hot, temps in the upper 80s, triple digits. Mid to upper 70s at the beaches for the weekend. Going to be another hot weekend. Sunny, 80s and 90s. 71 Pomona, 70 Laguna Beach. Jill has got the Hollywood headlines coming up.
We are about to get an immersive Bridgerton experience. I'll tell you all about it at 7:50.
104.3 My FM. Valentine in the mornings. What's that noise?
Genevieve, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
I guess so.
Did you get the clue off the website?
I did. I did. And I'm not sure, honestly, but if I don't go with what I think it is, then I'll just kick myself in the leg. So.
Okay. All right. Kick yourself in the leg. Interesting. Well, yeah, listen, we're going to play you the clue. Then you have 10 seconds to identify what it is. If you get it wrong, we add money to the jackpot and then give away another clue. So here it comes. 10 seconds on the clock for $36,700. What's that noise?
Is it blowing your nose?
Is it blowing your nose, Jill?
It's not.
It's not. Okay.
No,
sorry.
No, it's not blowing your nose.
That's all right. That's all right.
Jill made the noise, so that would have been her nose. And that's not it.
All right. That's okay.
Thanks,
Thank
Genevieve.
You guys so much.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Now we add another $100 to the jackpot. $36,800 at 8:25, and now we give out another clue.
Your clue is hole.
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 Hole. How do you spell that?
H-O-L-E.
H-O-L-E. Hole. Like someone's being a butthole about my hearts. Yeah. Hi, Anonymous. What's your happy news? Go ahead.
My happy news is that we took an at-home pregnancy test and it is positive.
Oh, that's so exciting. Congratulations.
Wow. So this is why you're not saying your name on the air. You're being anonymous. You haven't told any friends or family yet?
We actually told both of our parents over the weekend.
We're very excited for you. Have you been trying for a while?
A few months, yes. Yeah. This is our first.
Did you have a feeling? Did you have like an inkling, or was your gut telling you like, yeah, this is going to be positive?
Actually, I did not. We decided to take a test before going out, and thankfully we did.
Oh, so you wouldn't drink just in case?
Yes.
Wow.
That's exciting.
Well, listen, good luck with everything. Let us know how the journey goes and everything, all right? We're always here for you.
Thank you so much. I will. Have a good day. And
all right.
Jill, I'm sure your hearts are beautiful.
They are. They really
They're
are.
Great. They're wonderful. They're wonderful. Can we post them? We have to post them.
No, we're not.
Why can't we post them?
We're not.
Because now it makes me look like I'm the biggest monster in the world because we're not willing to show these hearts.
Well, no, because then now I'm going to have more and more people telling me that
you turn off the comments.
No,
you turn comments
not,
off.
No.
All right.
No, I'm not.
All right, Anonymous. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
Bye. Have a good day.
Ah, we will.
We go together.
Better. It's Valentine in the morning.
I don't know if people are going to look at the clues or not, but there's two clues up there officially right now, 1043myfm.com/noise, for What's That Noise, if you want to go see it. And there's another clue coming next hour, and I think after that clue, somebody's going to win $36,800+.
I think you're right. Once that clue is given, and even the next clue after that, for sure.
They have to win it by then.
Yes.
So there's a good chance that somebody on this show today is going to win $36,800+. Why not you? If you haven't heard the noise, 1043myfm.com/noise. Go there, see the previous guesses. Be here at 8:25 if you want to win that cash. We never get your happy news, Bri.
Oh, well, my parents are going to take my two boys, Mike and Maddox, on Saturday.
Yes.
So I am going to take a nap.
Yeah. Oh. Well, what's your wife doing?
She'll be
taking care of your newborn daughter.
If we can all nap together.
Is she sleeping well?
She's like getting up every 3 hours in the night, maybe 4 hours at the most she'll sleep. But then, you know, there are stretches throughout the day where she'll sleep for a long time.
I meant your wife.
Oh, sorry. No, she's not sleeping well at all.
Okay.
God.
Let her get a nap. Help her out there.
104.3 MyFM.
Here's what's coming up
in Hollywood headlines.
Idina Menzel says that John Travolta mispronouncing her name at the Oscars a few years ago was the best thing that ever happened. I'll tell you why she said that right after traffic.
Squeezed.com. Order by...
It's Valentine in the morning.
104.3 MyFM.
Hollywood headlines.
Yeah. Idina Menzel says John Travolta mispronouncing her name at the 2014 Oscars was, quote, best thing that ever happened. He called her Adele Dazeem. And she said that when she initially heard it, it threw her off and made her so nervous, and she was about to perform Let It Go. And she said, I had 8 seconds, the band starts, and she had to tell herself, okay, get yourself together, stop worrying, he messed up your name, whatever, just sing. And she said after that, it was the greatest thing that ever happened. She said because John Travolta has written her so many nice
So many apologies
emails.
Over the years.
He has apologized. She said he's so kind. She said to make up for it, he would just fly wherever at this point. Like,
sure.
You know, and he's
and
just
see
so
her in
sweet.
Concert or something or whatever.
Yes.
You know what's so funny? Like when you go back and listen to it, it's nothing like her name at all. So you're like, what? Did anybody ever ask John, like, what really happened?
Yeah,
you know,
I
like
don't
a behind
know.
The music or something. What happened, John Travolta?
I would want to hear that interview.
Right, right.
And an immersive Bridgerton experience is coming to LA. It's going to be traveling to different parts of the world, but it's coming here to Los Angeles. It's called The Queen's Ball, a Bridgerton experience. It's coming next spring, and there's going to be a string quartet playing the Bridgerton soundtrack. They're going to have these different rooms, like the dress shop, and then there's an underground painting studio where you can practice your best, you know, pose like a royal would do. It's 21 and up, and tickets go on sale September 16th. We'll put a link to the where you can buy tickets. It's BridgertonExperience.com. But I think I will be going to this.
For sure.
I'm Jill, your Hollywood Headlines.
Hey, Tracy, good morning. What is your happy news today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
My happy news is for our daughter, Lauren.
she struggled in school. She has a mild learning disability.
Yeah.
And she ended up going to a local community college, and she's just thriving.
Oh, that's great.
And she graduated.
Right.
Yeah, she was invited to be part of an honor society.
Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations to her.
Yeah, we're really excited. And she's also just knocking everything off her to-do list. So she worked as a lifeguard this summer,
yeah.
And she's just going for her dreams. We're really proud and excited for
How much does that make you feel like a bit more at ease? Because I'm sure with even a mild learning disability, you were worried. I'm sure your husband was worried. And that weighs on you. So how much has this taken a weight off of your shoulders?
It's a huge relief. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm so proud of her because she really just sort of figured it out on her own.
Yeah.
And what does she want to be? What was she studying in college?
She wanted to become a trauma nurse.
Yeah.
And now she's having a hard time getting into the nursing program because they're impacted.
Mm-hmm.
So she's, right now she just got her certification as an EMT.
Oh, that's great. What a great start.
Good.
Yeah. She's going to get it done. Don't even worry about that. You know what's so funny? Let me read you some texts we got in here. And I want you to kind of hear happy news, how it comes in all different forms and stuff. Here's a story about your daughter and her getting her degree and everything she's doing. And somebody from the 951 wrote, "There's no way I'm doing laundry this weekend. Three boys and a dirty husband. I'm done." From the 626, Tracy, "My daughter's gerbil is alive and has been located." Great news as well, right?
That's good.
From the 818, "My boss comes back to work Monday after a week off. I start my vacate Monday myself."
Nice.
Isn't it amazing how we all have something great in life that we can celebrate? And this is something really big for your daughter, but listen to how people finding a gerbil is big for them.
That is. We all have to look at what we have that's good in our lives.
Amen to that. Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, have a wonderful weekend. Tell your daughter we said hi, okay?
I will. Thank you so much. And you guys have a great weekend,
you too.
Love your show.
Oh, love yours, too. Be here at 825 for $36,800.
I still have no idea what it is.
Do you want me to tell you?
No. Yes.
We're such good friends now. We can share.
We are. I would share. I would definitely give you like
give
a dollar.
Half. Yeah, that's
a dollar.
What is that? The books of old, the legends and the
myths, Achilles and his gold. It's Valentine in the morning.
104.3 MyFam, it is Valentine in the morning. We have for you $36,800. Jill, the clues are on the website right now.
104.3myfm.com/noise. See the two clues and hear the noise so you're ready at 8:25. I'm like the water
when you sip, rolled in the night. It's Valentine in the morning.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.